this is weird because I've literally wanted to do a podcast for so long. And now I'm realizing that now that I'm doing it, it's a lot more than I thought. So let me just kind of, before I get into the whole podcast thing, let me just kind of explain what I'm doing, I guess. My name is Michael. If you don't know me, I live in what would be considered upstate New York. But I guess there's controversy of that because I'm very upstate. I'm closer to Canada than I am to New York City. In fact, fun fact about me, I've never been to New York City. Yeah, I don't know really what this podcast is going to be yet, to be honest with you. I made the name all alone. I made, you know, everything that I needed for the podcast. And then I said, what am I going to talk about? And, you know, my favorite thing has never been to listen to solo podcasts because I've always liked the communication between two people. But then I'm like, I can have guests. I don't always have to be alone. I have a sparkling water. I'm just like afraid to walk away from my microphone. It's not a LaCroix, but it's still good. Anyways, so my name is Michael. I live in New York. I just moved into my own studio apartment, which is currently where I'm recording this. I don't know if I'll ever really get to a video podcast. I guess I really don't care or no, but yeah. So I'm John. I figured it's a good time for me to do this podcast. I mean, I've always wanted to do one. It's the right time with, you know, having my own space. Pretty much the only noise you're ever going to hear is my dog randomly barking, which I do apologize about and will do my best to cut out. And the name, it's funny. I've tried so many times to make a podcast and it's literally just never worked out. So I was sitting with a friend who I actually really want as a guest on the podcast, and we were talking and the name just came to me all alone, because pretty much all of the time I'm going to be alone on this podcast. So it's kind of where the name came from. And as far as what I'm going to be talking about, this episode is just kind of going to be random. Maybe there'll be themes, especially with a guest or my friends. I don't want to say guests because I'm a nobody, you know? So that's what we're doing. You know, I'm sitting here talking alone, all alone, except for my dog, which kind of, this title kind of makes me think that I'm forgetting about him. But yeah, I am a junior/senior graduating early in the fall. Media and broadcasting major. So I also think this is a cool thing for me to kind of explore and kind of see, you know, is radio and podcasts something like a field that I would like to work in? It's crazy to me, like, how big of a thing podcasts have become. I've always listened to podcasts, especially like some of my favorite creators, but it's so weird to me. Like, podcasts have become huge. If you're a business and you don't have a podcast, it's now looked at like as though you're doing something wrong. And so I don't know, I find the concept to be crazy, but at the same time I so enjoy the concept of it, because the reality is you don't need a video to have a podcast. A lot of people like it because then you're adding on another source of, you know, different streams that people can come in on. But for me, I don't know, I mean, it's so simple and so easy to get a podcast out there now. And so I don't know. I just figured, why not? But yeah, pretty much, guys, like I said, I don't know really what I'm even going to be talking about. But yeah, I am. Let's just kind of talk about me, see where that leads, I guess. I currently work for Starbucks as a barista. Feeds my addiction. And I also am now, once again, part of front-end management for a local grocery store. Well, not so local anymore, I guess, called Wegmans. You may or may not have heard of them. But yeah, so this is like something that I've tried to do mainly and never gotten to because I didn't have the time. I don't know. That's one thing about me, is I always try and like fill up my time too much. It's like, even today, I worked from 8 to 4:30. Came home, my dog barfed literally everywhere. I started freaking out, and I like texted a bunch of my friends that I know who are going to like, you know, vet tech school or whatever. I don't know why I didn't text my sister, because she's also doing the same thing. But I reached out to this friend a couple times before in regards to my dog, and he's done this once before, but today it was just so much more drastic. And what he'll do is he acts completely fine, and he just so happens every time to be sitting on my bed when this happens, and he barfs. But the amount, I'm sorry, this is disgusting that I'm talking about this, but the amount of barf that comes out of his mouth is absolutely disgusting. It's like if you filled a pot with water and poured it into the sink. And the worst part about this is that it smells like feces. Like, it smells like he diarrheaed everywhere, but in reality, he barfed. So I don't, it was a lot, guys. It was not, like, my dog's 13 pounds. It was ridiculous, but he's chilling now. I'm chilling now, but yeah, that was, I don't even know how I got started talking about that, but yeah, that was an exciting part of my day. I've also, so I don't have a desk yet. My apartment is a studio apartment. It's not a, you know, I don't have a bedroom. I just have one large area. And so I've been using like half of my island counter space as like a desk with my, and I'm just realizing that I like scratched up the countertop, and I've been here for literally like 2 weeks, maybe two and a half weeks. But yeah, so yeah, I have a dog that I work way too much. I'm a musician. I play drums, piano, guitar, and I sing. So that's fun. I grew up religious, and found, you know, involvement in music within the church. Many churches. I grew to become a worship leader at more than one church, and then about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I decided I wasn't Catholic, which is what I grew up. And I started leading worship at a Christian church, and this past winter, I just kind of had a falling out with that, and so yeah, I guess I consider myself a hopeful agnostic, which is something that is discussed in one of my other favorite podcasts, which is Ear Biscuits. If you know Rhett and Link from their show on YouTube, Good Mythical Morning, it's been amazing to listen to their deconstructions in the church and in their faith, and to be able to like relate on that level. So spiritually, that's where I'm at. But yeah, it's funny too. I've made a lot of connections like with people that I work with, and there's this one kid that I work with at Starbucks, and the first day we worked together, he was talking about like stocks and options and stuff like that, and we get talking, and he's like, oh, do you do any of that? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And he's like, oh, we'll definitely have stuff to talk about. And so yeah, so that's something else that I'm interested in. It's just funny because between the two jobs, it's very different conversations. So like, for some reason, everyone that I work with at Wegmans, it's very like fun, and well, not that it's not fun, let me rephrase that, it's very different. I feel like it's two different versions of myself at work, which I actually enjoy, but it's just different people. I feel like the people that I work with at Starbucks are a little more older and mature versus the people that I work with at Wegmans. And so it's just funny that, you know, there are many things that I enjoy, and, you know, I've kind of gotten, I don't know how I feel about stocks anymore. So I don't know, I want to say April of the pandemic, like April 2020, I like started exploring, I guess, stocks and things like that. And I put in a little bit of money just of my own, and then a little bit that my mom gave me to manage, and I didn't really have much of a decline or a return, but I just held it, and then I happened to have the stock in the right place, and it just kind of went up, and so I do enjoy it. You know, I tried getting into like options and stuff like that, and I've just realized it's not my thing. My problem is like, it gives me so much anxiety looking at that. And so this kid that I was talking about at Starbucks, it's like his main source of income is doing stocks. And so it just amazes me. And the reason this is all coming up right now is because my main investment is Tesla stock, because I own a Tesla myself. And that's another one of my passions. But I've now just pretty much only owned their stock. I was a Dogecoin holder, you know, to the moon. But I made the mistake. So I bought it as a joke, right? I saw it, you know, trending on Twitter, whatnot. We're talking like a year ago now, maybe, just about. I just put in a little bit, right? Well, I bought it at 6 cents. And so obviously like last May, it reaches like 70 cents and I'm an idiot and I didn't sell it. So now I still have it all and it's like at 14 cents, 15 cents. So I'm still profitable. It's just not, not as profitable as I could have been. But yeah, I don't know, guys. I live a boring life. I really do. I work, I eat, I sleep, I play music. That's about it. And now I make a podcast. How crazy is that? But yeah, I guess another thing we could do is talk about, you know, the current news. And one thing that's been all over the news is last night at... I don't even know. You know, I should know these things before. I think at the Oscars. I don't know. I always get the award shows mixed up, but if I upload this soon enough, it'll be public knowledge of what I'm talking about. But the situation between Will Smith and Chris Rock, and the only reason I bring it up is because I was on my phone last night, and like a notification popped up like from a Reddit thread. I'm a big, huge Reddit user. I love Reddit. But anyways. And it was like something like suggested for you, blah, 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 about Will Smith. And I'm like, what is this? And so I look into it and I'm watching these clips on Twitter because then I check my Twitter feed and it's the only thing on my feed. And it's like, I genuinely thought that it was like one of those like sketched like little bits that they do at the award shows. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, basically Chris Rock made a joke about Will Smith's wife who has some disease where she lost her hair or hair loss and she shaved her head, and so he made a joke towards her. And so Will Smith then went on stage at the Oscars and hit him and then continued to say, "Leave my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." And I was like, holy shit. And here's my thing, it's like there are interactions like that. Like, I don't remember what award show, but I remember seeing something on YouTube or Twitter that was trending of like Jim Carrey doing like this bit or who I, you guys know what I'm talking about if you watch them. I don't watch them, but I still know, like, that's a thing at these award shows. You know, it's a thing to do that. And so I saw this, and I'm like, this has to be... There's no way this is not fake. And yeah, it's not. And apparently, I'm going to look up right now. Apparently, he put out, like, an apology. I'm going to see if I could find it right now. But it is crazy to me, like... just walks up and hits it. Here we go. Let's read it. Violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior last night at the Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line. I'm wrong. Embarrassed myself and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in the world but love and kindness. I would also like to apologize for the Academy, blah, 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 blah. I am a work in progress, Will. So... Here's my thoughts on the apology. He apologizes, but then he says jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke at Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear and I reacted emotionally. So he's excusing it by saying that, you know, a joke about his wife, which I agree, it was a dark joke, but I don't know. I feel like first off, Chris Rock is a comedian. So comedians make these quote unquote irrational or gross jokes all the time, right? So they're going to make fun of, you know, I listen to a bunch of, you know, podcasts with comedians like Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers and Chris DiStefano. And they're going to say controversial, you know, inappropriate things. That's just part of a comedian's job. And obviously there's a line for that. And I don't think he didn't. The difference is Chris Rock didn't say, oh, and Will Smith's wife has blah, blah, blah condition. Screw her. You know, like he didn't make a joke like that. It was like a GI, whatever joke. He compared it to a show or a movie or something like that because of her shaved head. I don't know. I get that it's obviously mainstream. I mean, Jesus, Will Smith just walks up to Chris Rock at an award show and smacks him. And that's what his reaction was. He hits him. He's like, Will Smith just beat the shit out of me. So it's weird. It's like, how would I don't even know how I would react. First off, they pan over, right? They pan over and you see Will Smith laughing. That's what intrigues me, is you see Will Smith laughing, and then next to him you see his wife clearly unhappy, rolling her eyes. And so then the camera goes back to Chris Rock, and in a matter of seconds Will Smith is up there. And so there had to have been some connection between, you know, Will Smith and his wife during those couple seconds, because he laughed at the joke. I mean, if you watch any of the videos that have made it out there, which are lots of them, you're gonna see he's laughing, and that's just the point of the matter. So it's like, I don't know. It's one of those things, you know. Like I said, I don't know what this podcast is gonna be, but that's one of those things that made the news, and I know everyone's gonna be talking about it, so I thought I would too. Also, making the news in connection to me saying that I own a Tesla and Tesla stock is freaking Elon Musk. What a controversial guy, right? I personally, it's funny, he gets pulled into politics so much, and he's not a political guy. He's quite simply a genius in terms of like just what he does. I mean, him sending Starlink over to Ukraine right now and being effective is like genius level status. I mean, our government can't even do something like that. So in my head, I think of him more of a genius than a, you know, political whatever that some people like to consider him to be. But it was in the news today that he tested positive for COVID again. And what makes me laugh is like people tie that into, oh, you know, Elon Musk said this about Democrats or considers himself this political party. And personally, I just think that's a bunch of nonsense. The dude is clearly a genius. And I'm not even talking about his cars, right? I'm talking about, you know, his solar ideas and SpaceX. I mean, above all, you know, he can come out with a cell phone. He can come out with cars. He can come out with internet access to a country that's been taken over. But the dude frickin' has capabilities as big or bigger than NASA. I mean, it's crazy, like, the amount of Starlink. It's funny, like, I remember a couple years ago even, you know, hearing about a rocket going into space, and like, it made big news. Even, like, sometimes when my family would go to Florida, like, we'd be close to Cape Canaveral, and I remember we would be somewhat near NASA's launch pad down there, and you'd be able to see them do it, but it made mainstream news because it didn't happen so often. And now Elon's over here with freaking SpaceX, and he's launching rockets, what is it, like once a week? Something crazy like that? I could be wrong, don't quote me, but I don't know. I, like I said, on a educational standpoint, I think he's a genius. I compare him to people like, I don't know. He's just a cool guy. And people think because I own a Tesla that I, you know, admire him or whatnot. And I genuinely don't. I really don't know enough about the guy. I think his products and his companies are amazing and top tier, but yeah, I don't know. Which, speaking of Tesla, I woke up this morning, and mind you, it's March 28th, right? March 28th. We've had 70 degree days already. This morning I woke up, it was 19 degrees Fahrenheit out, about 3 inches of snow on the ground. And for the first time, because I moved in early March, so there really hasn't been snow, but for the first time I wake up, I'm getting ready for work, and I have underground parking. And so it was so nice to not have to clean my car off from snow or whatnot. It was amazing. And it's so funny because I've always kept my car outside when I lived at home. I mean, my mom, she'd park her car in the garage and then I would charge my car outside and just leave it there. But that's why I wanted to pay extra for underground parking, is I do think it's worth it. And there's a car charger down there. So I was like, why not? Yeah, why not? But yeah, this is just kind of like a little intro video, I guess, you know, like about me, random things that I'm thinking about. But yeah, I don't know where this will take me. And like I said, I'm looking for a career in the media space. Funny story, I had a seasonal job in 2019. I got the job in October and it lasted till January at Apple in one of their retail stores. And God, one of the best experiences of my life. Literally, for some reason, I see a lot on Twitter, like Apple gets a lot of hate for the way they treat their retail employees. But I don't know, man, it was great. So what happened was, seasonal employees, they would decide, you know, if they wanted to keep anyone on, blah, blah, blah. So October 2019, I get hired. January, you know, the holiday season comes to a close. Second week of January rolls around, and they're like, all right, we'll let everyone know, you know, mid, you know, February, March, about, you know, opportunities to come back. Well, then March 2020, pandemic hits, Apple shuts down their retail stores, and so on and so forth. And so I've tried so hard to get back, and it just has not happened. And that would genuinely be, if I could have any job, you know, even I know it wouldn't technically even need or use my degree, but God, I would literally give, and it sounds stupid, but I would give anything to go back there. First off, everything I use is Apple, and I know people say that, but like right in front of me right now, I have my iMac, my iPad, my phone, my watch. Like I have two HomePod minis, a regular HomePod, and an Apple TV. I don't even need an Apple TV because I have a smart TV. I have an Apple Pencil. I'm sure there's more that I'm just not thinking of, but yeah, man, it was such a cool place to work. Like, I know technically I'm not allowed to say a lot, but like our break room, even like just the concept of it. And I don't know. I haven't had many like quote unquote, you know, big jobs or whatever, mostly just customer service and retail. But guys, the break room was like, you walk back. First off, it's all bulletproof, everything, doors, whatever. You need a pin to get in. And then you walk in, there's couches, there's freaking, guys, there was like nap rooms, quiet rooms, so you can nap on your break. It was freaking insane. Vending machines, they would cater, I'm assuming it was because of the holidays, but they would cater like dinner from like Italian restaurants, like not cheap, like not nothing like sub trays or anything like that, like it was good stuff. And yeah, it was such an interesting couple of months, and I took advantage of it, honestly. I wasn't even 20 at the time that I got hired. I was still 19. Or no, I was still, oh my God, I was 18 when I got hired. Wow. That's crazy to me. So yeah, I don't know. I took advantage of it. I've tried getting back in. I know a couple guys that still work there, and nothing's happening. And look, I get it's a great company to work for and a hard company to get into, but if anyone out there is listening to this and has an option to get back, I would sell my soul. And that's saying a lot, because honestly, like, I'm saying this in the best way possible. Apple is a cult. It's a bunch of people who have the same passions, who are trying to do the same thing. And it's very, I don't know. This is also coming from someone who grew up Catholic, so I've experienced cult-like things in the past. But yeah, Apple was something else. Yeah, like I said, and now I've worked places, you know, comparable. I mean, working at Starbucks is neat. You know, even just as a barista, it's a very well-known and reputable company. But yeah, man, Apple's on a different level. Ironically enough, I'm literally wearing the shirt, like the sweatshirt, black sweatshirt that I have, like that the retail employees will wear. Listen, I'm all for manifesting. So I wear this quite a bit, but because I worked for the holiday season, I only have their red like Apple shirts because I think the rest of the year it's just like a navy blue. But yeah, I have the red ones for the holiday season. So, oh my God, embarrassing story too. It was funny from when I was like maybe 16 to like maybe 19 or 20, which I didn't know had an actual term. It's called a hyperhidrosis, and it's the most embarrassing thing, especially at that age. It's the most embarrassing thing that someone can have, and it's basically you just sweat a lot. Some people, it's like their hands or their foreheads. Well, for me, and I believe majority of people, it's like your underarms. And so, mind you, I'm 18 at this time, and it's my first day, and they gave me this red shirt, and I'm like, crap. Because when you have this, the only thing you want to wear is black or like dark navy blue. And so I'm like, okay, I got this. So I put it on. It's like my overview days. And so like I'm doing the selling, but like my manager's like watching over me, making sure that everything's going good. And I just like look down and I'm like, I have sweat marks down to my fucking hips. like a gross, sweaty slob. Oh my God, guys, this was so embarrassing. I just remember this woman who worked there, like everyone there, like kind of considered like a work mom, whatever. So she comes up to me and she's like, hey, I know you ordered your black jacket, but I have an extra one in the back. I'm going to give it to you. It's like, just take deep breaths. Everything's fine. It was the most like embarrassing thing. I would literally like try to like not reach my hands up like a stupid, like a T-Rex. But anyways, yeah. Gotta love that. All while, mind you, I'm suffering like, oh, I used to be the fat kid and now I'm just the super sweaty kid. So it makes sense. Yeah, not a fun time. Honestly, I don't even remember when I outgrew it. Like, I want to say like right around when I turned 20, but yeah, that was a that was a fun time. But yeah, so like I said, this is an intro, little episode one, I guess we'll call it. But yeah, so I enjoy this. It's fun. It's cool. I would really like to have a guest on every time, but I guess that wouldn't really align with the title I chose, and it's also not very realistic. But yeah, I hope this is going to be a space where I can chat and talk and have some friends on and just like have some good conversation with them and just put it out there. This is for no one but myself. I used to have like YouTube channels and stuff that I would do, and I've kind of just given up on that because it takes up too much time. But I consider this along the same line of, you know, wanting something to put out there because I enjoy and have a passion for, you know, media and video and broadcasting and editing and things like that. But at the same time, who knows where it can go? So that's where I'm at, and I think we'll just end it there, guys. So I appreciate you watching. Go ahead and subscribe or download. I don't freaking know how it works. But yeah, so I hope this went well. I hope the audio is good, because if the audio is not good, you won't even be hearing this. But yeah, until next time, I'm still all alone.